Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Blame It on the Stars, where we give you an inside look to what's going on in the universe so you can blame your problems on the stars. It is Jade here.
And it's Kara.
And today we'll be talking all about Venus Returns. This is the second to last bonus episode in our series that's all about planetary returns. So in case you haven't heard any of the episodes in the series, we started this series because we were getting a lot of questions pretty often about all types of planetary returns, from Mercury returns to Mars returns. So we made this series to answer your most asked questions all about planetary returns.
And just to give you a heads up, next week we will tell you everything you need to know about Taurus season and how it affects you.
And with that being said, let's talk about Venus returns. So what is your Venus return? Your Venus return is the start of a brand new cycle in regards to all things Venus. Think about it being new beginnings in your relationships, your finances, and your creativity, since those three things are what Venus rules over.
So when does your Venus return happen? Your Venus return begins when Venus in the sky enters the same sign as it was in at the time that you were born. If you are familiar with your birth chart, all you need to do is look at what sign your Venus is in. And then when Venus in the sky goes into that sign, that means that your Venus return has begun. The most intense part of the Venus return is when Venus in the sky is at the same exact degree as it was when you were born. This is called a conjunction, where the energy of the return is the most intense.
So how often does your Venus return happen? Your Venus return happens roughly around every 11 and a half months. So it does happen every year. However, the duration of your Venus return will vary depending on if there's a Venus retrograde or not. But in summary, your Venus return happens every year.
So what can you expect during your Venus return? During your Venus return, your focus is going to shift towards reflecting on Venus-related themes, such as relationships. You might find that you are reflecting on all of the current relationships that are important and prominent in your life, whether that is a romantic relationship, relationships with family, friends, or roommates. You might find that you want to deepen the relationships or think about the dynamics. You also might want to meet new people or change things up in your relationships as well.
In addition to focusing on our relationships, Venus is also associated with our values, typically both our personal values and our values as it pertains to money. So during a Venus return, you might find yourself reevaluating what truly matters to you in life, including your priorities, your personal preferences, and of course, your financial preferences as well.
Also, during your Venus return, you might find that you're drawn towards the arts and beauty. This could be a time where you want to switch up your look or find different ways to express yourself, whether that is through music or creating art. This is also a good time to engage in self-care and prioritize yourself.
going back to the money aspect of Venus, one thing that you can also expect during your Venus return is to start to reevaluate your current financial situation, whether that be your spending habits or even long-term financial goals. Your Venus return is typically a really good time to be focused on financial planning, budgeting, and possibly even investing.
In addition to being focused on relationships, you also might be feeling a little bit more social, wanting to go out and enjoy new experiences. This could be a good time to attend any social events, make plans with others, and try new activities.
And as Kara mentioned, Venus is associated with our creative side. So during your Venus return, you might feel more inspired to explore your artistic side, whether it be expressing yourself through fashion, through making playlists and music, or maybe exploring things like art or writing as a creative outlet. Now, that's just a general overview of your Venus return. The sign that your Venus is in and the house that your Venus is in, as well as how Venus is aspected in your birth chart, can add a lot more personalization to your Venus return and what exactly you can expect. However, since there's nearly an infinite number of combinations of signs and houses and aspects to your natal Venus, we'd be here forever if we went through every possible interpretation of the Venus return. But we'll start off by at least explaining what your Venus return might look like based off what element your Venus is in. So if you have your Venus in a fire sign, that being Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, your Venus return will be enhancing or emphasizing your passion and bravery in your relationships, your creativity, and in your finances.
If your Venus is in an earth sign, so that would be Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn, then your Venus return is going to enhance your practical side and your grounded nature in relationships.
If you have your Venus in an air sign, Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, then your Venus return is all about enhancing and emphasizing your intelligence and curiosity when it comes to how you interact with other people.
And if your Venus is in a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, then your Venus return is enhancing your emotional intelligence, intuition, and creativity.
And as for your Venus return based off what house your Venus is in, if you have Venus in the first house, then your Venus return is largely focused on how you present yourself to the world.
And if you have Venus in your second house, then your Venus return is focused on your values and self-worth.
If you have Venus in the third house, then your Venus return is focused on the way that you communicate with others, specifically any of your neighbors, your siblings, or people that are just in your close community.
And if you have Venus in the fourth house, then your Venus return is focused on your home and family life.
If you have Venus in the fifth house, then your Venus return is focused on your creative side, your ability to have fun, and your hobbies.
If you have Venus in the sixth house, then your Venus return is focused on your work, daily routines, and overall wellness.
If you have Venus in the seventh house, then your Venus return is focused on your relationships. Yes, Venus returns in general are focused on relationships, but I'd argue the Venus return in the seventh house has just more intense focus on current and new relationships.
And if you have Venus in your eighth house, then your Venus return is focused on transformation and joint finances.
If you have Venus in the ninth house, then your Venus return is focused on the philosophies that you hold or learn from others, as well as your culture.
If you have Venus in your 10th house, then your Venus return is focused on your reputation and career.
If you have Venus in the 11th house, then your Venus return is focused on your friendships, your network, and your community.
And lastly, if you have Venus in the 12th house, then your Venus return is focused on privacy and healing.
And that is it for Venus returns. Speaking of Venus, Venus rules over Taurus, and next week, Taurus season will begin. So if you want to know more about Taurus season when we talk about it next week, make sure that you're subscribed to us wherever you're listening and have the notifications turned on so you don't miss when we post that episode next week. But that is all for now, and we'll see you all next Monday.